More baseball talk right now as we connect with the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. So you guys are getting ready to pack up and head south here in a couple days. First, though, news of the preseason poll. I know coaches don't care for these things. The only poll that matters is the one at the end, but a nice show of respect for your Bears getting picked number two in America East.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of one of those types of things. I jokingly say I always vote for our team coming last in, you know, those coach polls, because, you know, it makes a little fuel for the boys. And I'm just, they are what they are, and they don't carry much weight except for, like you said, just, you know, a couple coaches saying, hey, I finished in second place.
Yeah, some interesting social media comments over the weekend, calling attention to guys who are such a key part of your program, especially as you get set to head out on the road. Can you talk a little bit first about your strength and conditioning guy, Matt Payton?
Well, Coach Payton has been excellent. You know, it really kind of all started with when John Lynch came on board a few years ago, and he's hired a number of guys on, and Coach Payton's been one of them, and he's really done an excellent job of motivating our guys. Brings a little, he was a Marine, so he brings a little bit of the armed force mentality of get in, get out, take care of what you got to take care of, you know. And he holds the guys accountable, and he fits really well with what we're trying to create on the baseball field. And he pushes our guys to the limit, and that's all we really could ask for out of a strength coach.
And, of course, we have to mention your certified athletic trainer as well, Ben Randall, just in case Ryan's listening. I'm going to call him Benny, just so Ryan will get a laugh out of that.
Well, Ben is probably is an unsung hero within the program. I mean, he makes sure that guys are healthy, and then, you know, he communicates with me and tells me, hey, look, this guy is good to go, or we can push him. He kind of has that. He has the inside look as to how guys are feeling, and without him, we're going to have, you know, both of those guys, actually, you know, we're going to have a lot of hurt players, and, they do a lot of stuff off the field as far as just keeping our guys healthy and happy.
All right. So, Coach, what is the travel itinerary for the week?
Well, we've got a nice, easy bus ride down to Logan Airport. We'll be leaving Wednesday morning or Thursday morning or Wednesday night, depending on how you look at it. Departing Orono right around 11:30 a.m., and then we got a 7 a.m. flight out of Logan, and then we make our way into Lubbock. 5 p.m. we'll be there. 7 o'clock practice, and then Friday lace them up to go play.
At 3 games this weekend with Texas Tech. Who'll get the nod as your starting pitcher in the first game?
We actually have 4 games this weekend.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, we got 4 games this weekend. Justin Courtney will get the ball. He's been our game one guy for the last. You know, this is going to be his 4th year as our real game, you know, game one starter. So he'll get the nod. And then Eddie Emerson will get game 2, Nick Silva 3, and Chris Murphy will be number 4.
And you guys are chalking up the miles, too. You come home after the Texas Tech games, and then next week you're back down to Georgia for games against Ohio University.
Yeah, and we're, you know, the first few weekends we have, the first 5 weekends, we're playing, you know, region teams that were in the regionals last year. That's something that I really want to make sure we get back to, just getting out there, competing against the best that we possibly can play. As far as we're concerned, being in a regional is our goal, and it's our expectation on a day-in and day-out basis. So you got to beat the best to be the best, and that's what we're trying to cultivate here.
Well, we wish you a safe travels and good luck this weekend against Texas Tech. We'll be following what's going on with the Black Bears, and we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Have a good one.
That's Nick Durba, head coach, Maine Black Bear Baseball, every Monday on Downtown, brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Black Bear Reports, also presented by University Credit Union, where Black Bears bank. Celebrating 50 years, UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system students, employees, and alumni ever since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu.